Hi, I'm George Wynn, the host of this show, and this is the Performer's Road Podcast. This podcast is about actors and performers from the past and their roads in life. This week, I would like to talk about Oliver Reed. Oliver Reed is a British actor known for his cool macho image and wild lifestyle. Born Robert Oliver Reed, he was born on February 13, 1938 in Wimbledon, England. While growing up in England, he worked various jobs including a bouncer, a cab driver, a boxer, and a hospital porter, and he served in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Believe it or not, Oliver Reed started out performing doing extra work in film and television. And his first break was playing in the BBC TV series The Golden Spur in 1959. Reed's first big role was in Sword of Sherwood Forest in 1960, directed by Terence Fisher. But his first starring role was in The Curse of the Werewolf in 1961 for Hammer Films. He later worked with Peter Cushing in 1962's Captain Clegg. Then he followed up with The Damned, Paranoic, and The Scarlet Blade in 1963. He continued performing with ITV Playhouse Productions in Murder in Shorthand and The Second Chef in 1962. He also guest starred on The Saint, starring Roger Moore. Then in 1964, he would work with director Michael Winner in The System, which was known as The Girl Getters in the United States. He then worked with Ken Russell in a TV biopic called The Debussy Film in 1965. He then worked in a comedy called The Jokers in 1966 with Michael Crawford. And in 1967, The Shuttered Room, a horror film, and then co-starred with Orson Welles in I'll Never Forget, What's His Name? But Oliver Reed's stardom came from playing Bill Sykes in Oliver in 1968, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture. In 1969, he performed in the black comedy The Assassination Bureau with Diana Rigg and Telly Savalas. In the same year, he received International Star of the Year Award from Interstate Theaters. In 1971, he was in a controversial film called The Devils with Vanessa Redgrave. In the same year, he was in a Western with Gene Hackman called The Hunting Party. He then worked on Sitting Target, ZPG, The Triple Echo, and some Italian films, The Dirty Weekend with Marcello Mastroianni, One Russian Summer, and Revolver. In 1973, he played Athos in The Three Musketeers and The Four Musketeers, and the lead character in Blue Blood, and Then There Were None. He then played in The Who's Tommy, playing the cruel stepfather. In 1975, Reed then appeared in The New Spartans with Karen Black and Betty Davis. In 1976, he was in Burnt Offerings with Burgess Meredith, The Sellout and The Great Scout, and Cat House Thursday with Lee Marvin. In 1977, he was in Cross Swords with Raquel Welch. He continued with Tomorrow Never Comes, The Big Sleep, The Brood, and A Touch of Sun with Peter Cushing to end out the 70s. In the 1980s, he was in Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hype, Disney's Condor Man, The Sting 2, and various other films, including Terry Gilliam's The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, The Lady and the Highwayman, Treasure Island with Charlton Heston, but his final role was a slave dealer Proximo in 2000's Gladiator with Russell Crowe and Richard Harris. He received a posthumous BAFTA and the SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture for Gladiator. Oliver Reed was married three times and had two children. Unfortunately, Oliver Reed died from a heart attack during a break from filming Gladiator in Valletta, Malta on May 2, 1999. He was 61 years old and is interred in Churchtown's Bruinney Graveyard in Churchtown County, Cork, Ireland. I only knew of Oliver Reed from watching Gladiator, and his performance was exceptional. I hope to see his other films someday. Thank you again for listening to the Performer's Road Podcast. I'm George Wynn, and it's been my pleasure to speak to you about Oliver Reed.